Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, the way that you guys are rocking the gauge, I'd expect that you'd be rocking these phone lines right now.
I think there's so much good information. They
there
just
want
to absorb it. You know,
but if you love music, you can't not help yourself. I can't help myself.
You know, maybe like they're bobbing the beat.
I got to get involved.
That's right. But I think a lot of this information is so good. If it was me, I'd be taking notes like, wow, what a great quote. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that so-and-so said that. Wow, it's just like eye-opening all the way around the boards.
It really is. Listen to what Bob Pittman said. He is the co-founder of MTV. He had said, interestingly enough, he had said, you know what, friends, when you keep hearing me say the same thing over and over again, it means that Bradley's looking for what Bob Pittman, the founder of MTV, actually said. So we are trying to find out what.
Well, while you're talking about what Bob Pittman said, I'll tell you what someone
said. Oh, here it is. Here it is. The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, he said, you got them at MTV. We don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them.
It's a pretty powerful statement.
It's also a part of the curse. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And I'm talking about the parents right now. When you read Deuteronomy 28, you can see that your sons and your daughters, you will no longer enjoy them. They shall be taken captive by another. And it's exactly how they are luring them in to destroy their souls.
Well, speaking of parents, and you're talking about that, a lot of these parents need a good spanking. We were talking about Justin Bieber earlier this week, who was actually arrested. He was at a strip club with his father. You look at Miley Cyrus and the innocent start that she had to where she is today is almost unbelievable. But her father said, fame ruined my family. Well, listen, you need to think a little about this, folks. Parents, you know, for someone to say that statement, namely Bob Pittman, when he says, you know, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds, we own them. As a parent, and if I had a child who was listening or watching MTV, I'd say, wait a second. You think that you own my son or my daughter? Well, number one, if they're my son or daughter, they would not be watching MTV. That's where you put your foot down as the parent here.
Yes.
And number two, you should say, wow, oh my goodness, that's a very, very powerful. Did we get a baby in the studio? Oh, he's getting a spanking.
Miley's getting it right now.
She deserves it.
Justin, get over here, Mr. Bieber.
Your parents won't do it. We'll do it here for you.
We're loving on you, kid. He who withholds the rod hates his son.
Oh, I can't believe some of these things. It's unbelievable. But when you look at the start that these folks and these kids had, you know, the great point to add on to this is when Justin Bieber had his mugshot, okay?
Yep. Smile
his mugshot from, you know, basically, talking back to the police officers, swearing at them, you know, resisting arrest, you know,
smoking dope, dropping pills, antidepressants.
Which is the point, again, if he was so happy with all of his success and his fame and his money, why in the world would he need to be popping antidepressants?
I do have a heart for the little punk, though, I do.
And
same thing with Miley Cyrus.
And rightly so.
They just need someone to tell them the truth.
That's why we're doing what we're doing. You know what? I would love to sit down and have a conversation with both of them because no one, like you said, loves them enough to tell them the truth. They're wondering, why am I so miserable? I have everything in the world. Why in the world am I miserable? Because, listen, money can't buy you happiness.
No.
Fame cannot buy you happiness. You were born to use your talent to worship God, your creator. Instead, you're using it to serve yourself, and you're going to be miserable. You want to know
why?
Of course. Because that little principle found in the Bible said, you reap what you sow. You can't sow bad seeds and expect to have a good harvest come forth. Well, why am I always depressed? You know, it's funny because when you go through a, let's say, grocery store, you look at the front covers of these magazines, right? So-and-so celebrities couple split up. So-and-so's in drug rehab.
They're promoting divorce.
Exactly.
Yes.
What are you doing? In your music, you promote adultery, fornication, partying lifestyle.
But wait a second. You made a great point. Where are these magazines at?
In the front of grocery stores
where
across
you check
America.
Out
right,
after you
exactly.
buy your food. Why do they have them right there? By the way, if you talk to a store manager, friends, they will tell you that the companies pay to have the magazines right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fornication.
Write a kid I love.
Treachery.
Yep.
So on and so forth. Adultery. Drug use. divorce, constantly. They're promoting these because they're trying to normalize the crime, friends.
That's right.
All this is about, normalizing the crime. And you're seeing the destruction of society. Remember John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, friends, because your success and your wealth didn't come from yourselves. It came from a just and a holy God when you follow his criteria, his protocol, his laws.
And, you know, it's a good point to bring up, too, because I can hear some people saying, listen, you know, you're talking about the death metal guys and the Metallica and the Marilyn. Listen, we're talking about Justin Bieber, Mr. Popstar. We're talking about Miley Cyrus, Miss Disney Lady. You can go to Beyonce. She said that when
you go to country music, play it backwards. You get your house back, your wife back, your dog back, your everything back, and you quit drinking, too. It promotes nothing but the demoralization of our society, friends, which destroys our civilization at large.
And it's all genres of music. And the thing is, people get offended at this because why? Because you're tapping on their idols.
That's right.
This is my idol. What did the Bible say? Little children, keep yourself from idols, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're showing them what kind of lyrics and what kind of lifestyles these artists are promoting. And when you're listening to these guys, you know, namely, we're talking about 6 hours a day for young people. Ooh, you're jabbing at the wrong thing. You don't want to go there. But listen, if it's time for you to go through your CDs, do a good CD burning party, say, listen, I want to be holy. The Lord says, be holy as I am holy. It's time for you to do such
a thing. Just got a phone call from Louisiana. Stay the course, friends. We're not going to be taking calls right now that are way out there in left field. Stick to the topic so we can stay the course.
But we appreciate the call.
Yes, we do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Jimi Hendrix said, music is a spiritual thing of its own. He said, you can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at the weakest point, you preach into the subconscious what we want to say.
Oh.
Well, hey, Gene Simmons from the band Kiss, he said that I was also aware that you could also say kill, and you know just somehow this surge would happen.
Right.
So he's yielding himself to a power that he doesn't understand, but he does understand it enough to identify it. But let me ask you, what is the fruit of that surge, Mr. Gene Simmons? Is it the promotion of a righteous lifestyle before a just and a holy God and love for your brother, or destruction? Drug use, self-destruction. So look at the suicides involved with these people.
Yeah.
You know, to add on to it, not just drug and alcohol use and all this fornication and adultery. No, friends, if they're so happy with their lifestyles, then why do they continuously try to drown out their conscience?
Literally party themselves to death. We were talking about Led Zeppelin.
Literally.
Died in his own vomit. I mean, obviously.
So did Bon Scott, 8 hours after singing Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be.
I know, it's crazy. And when you look at it, what are they trying to do? What's their message? Marilyn Manson said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do. This isn't just about shock value. That's just there to lure the people in. Once we've got them, we can give them our message. He said that in Hit Parader.
Who said that?
Marilyn Manson.
Yes,
Hit Parader.
Of course.
And he's the guy. What's his message? On stage, what does he do? He rips up the Bible.
He's such a puny little pipsqueak. He's another guy that, folks, I really do think that he thinks that he's playing a game.
Yeah.
But what he doesn't realize is he's playing with fire and he's about to be burned. Hey, folks, you reap what you sow. I can't take corrupt or evil seed and plant it into the seeds of my life and expect a righteous harvest. It's just not going to work that way. That is called hypocrisy, and God don't play that. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring back the correlation between, let's go to George W. Bush and Ozzy Osbourne. George W. Bush convinced the American people that he was a Christian, but he's honoring the biggest Satanist in the rock and roll scene. Whoa! Folks, this one's going to knock you down. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat. What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You know, I'm actually trying to pull up Hotel California right now. For those that did not know, Hotel California by the Eagles, the cover and the building that they use is actually a satanic church. And, I mean, Satanism intertwined throughout that song from A to Z. So, again, friends, I can listen, you name the bands, I can probably pull something out on them. And they're knowingly... and their involvement in partaking with what they're actually trying to extract, you'll find that they are making a deal at or a compromise at one point or another
right.
throughout their music. And by the way, these guys are not stupid to it. If you've ever talked to a musician, friends, yes, there are some guys out there that are burnt. But what you'll find that is a good portion of them, friends, almost hands down, these guys are some intellectual dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying it because I'm a drummer, but I am saying they're not stupid folks.
Right.
They know what they're doing. They just don't realize that that fire really burns until experience it brings about.
That's exactly right.
Yes. So, anyways, what I want to do is I got Jerry calling from New Jersey, but just hang on a second with Jerry because I got to hit something really quick. I'll make a quick point, and then I'll pull up Jerry. Again, calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Speaking of Ozzy Osbourne, the singer for Black Sabbath. He was inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame by none other than the Satanist Marilyn Manson, who said of Ozzy, listen carefully, by the way, Marilyn Manson's band, they're all dressed up. They're emulating mass murders, for those that did not know. But Marilyn Manson, who said of Ozzy, this star right here proves that it's quite obvious that Ozzy has managed to succeed despite his various crimes against God and nature. Oh, rest assured, friends, he will reap what he sows. I shared yesterday with my listeners that we found that Ozzy was bringing his monster tour into Wisconsin. So what I did, and I brought my crew, we went and we took hundreds, if not thousands, of tracks to those young people that were going there to be inundated by a known Satanist. He'll tell you himself. Matter of fact, Black Sabbath said there was a fifth member to the band. Friends, there was only four humans involved. But what we did is we went and tracked them. Now, what was really awesome, just to see God's thumbprints and his fingerprints all over my ministry, after we actually tracked hundreds, if not thousands, of young people at Ozzy's concert. By the way, not cheesy stuff, friends. Not going, oh, God loves you, and, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend anybody. Oh, Jesus, oh, he's over there. You know, that little weak figure hanging on the cross, you know, effeminate-looking individual with little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt. Friends, that ain't the Christ of the Bible. That's not him. He's seated in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion. You've got the wrong one. The enemy would have you believe that's who he is.
Yep.
And Hollywood would have you believe that's who he is. Isn't it interesting how Hollywood always promotes Christ is weak?
Yep.
Always weak. And the Satanist and those that need some sort of,
the antics here, you have to see. He's kind of trying to bulge himself up here.
Exorcism. You know, hey, here's a case in point. Some sort of exorcism. You know, hey, listen. By his word, the devils feared and trembled.
That's right.
By his word, men were delivered. By his word.
Lazarus was blown from the grave.
The devils would say to my big brother, Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one, who died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, that man of man, that king of kings, and that lord of lords, who's alive forevermore, he would simply cast out these devils with the word, and the devils would look at him and say, what do we have to do with you, Holy One of God? You got it backwards, friends. See, these men that sell their souls for a temporary life when life is but a vapor, they don't realize that over 140,000 people die every day unbeknownst to them. These are the people that want to tempt the just and the holy God that only find out that God wasn't playing. But again, God doesn't desire those die in their sins. No, he desires that they repent. But God is looking for faithful witnesses to bring about the word with what the word says in power, not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but Christ spoke as one having authority. And my Bible tells me we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. We're not born in the smoke. You know, if the church would believe their own master and Lord and God, I guarantee you we wouldn't be here today where we're at, namely in America. Speaking of politics, this individual would have had his backside handed to him the first week. Because the church is called to be the moral compass of society. And speaking of the musicians, they are looking for the real Christ. And I can tell you where the real Christians are. They're the ones that are being persecuted. They're the ones being lied about. They're the ones being talked about. They're the ones bearing the cross. You know, and today we have in the church today, where if anybody speaks ill will of their pastor, then they better go find a different church. Really what they're doing, friends, is they're looking for an Aaron because they can't stand Moses.
That's right.
They want a golden calf. Let them have the golden calf. America, you have it. How's it working out for you? People are going to hell in a handbasket because people don't want to take God for his word. The fact of the matter is he said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Where's that God at? That's the one I cry out to every night of my life. He's faithful to 1,000 generations. He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac and Jacob. He is the God of Moses. He is the God of Aaron and Joshua and Caleb. He is the God of David. He is the God of Jonathan. He is the God of Gideon and Samson. He's the God of the prophets. He's the God of the apostles. He is alive forevermore, and he has not changed. And by the grace of God, I am not moving from what he said. I got my feet on the rock, and he told me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against this revelation, the church. He gave me all power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did. Friends, have you read the Bible? Because at the end of John, it says that had all the books written the miracles of Christ, all the books of the world couldn't contain them. Yet you have him turning back, pointing his finger to you and saying, listen, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And he promised that whatever the Father has bestowed upon him, he would bestow it upon us by the Holy Ghost. It's a promise. And God is not a man that he should lie. God did not change, my friends. Man did. And therein lies the problem. You want to know who he is? Then meet him on his terms. But you better find your face at his feet. In we're sitting here highlighting the corruption of those that willfully sold their souls. As I said at the last segment, just think if our soldiers during World War II fraternized or defected into Hitler's army to war against America, because that's exactly what Satanists are. That's exactly what atheists are. That's exactly what communists are. That's exactly what you call the left. That's what they are. They're lawless. They're sons of Belial. There is no in-between. They can call themselves what they want to call themselves, but if they set themselves against the just and the holy God, just like John Witherspoon rightly said, one of our founders, he said that, listen, if they are an enemy to God, they are an enemy to my country. That's exactly right. They are. And just ask all the soldiers that are 6 feet under the ground, my friend, at Arlington and veteran memorials all across the country. You will see Christian crosses over the tops of their head. What did they do? They died magnifying the Constitutional Republic. And what is the foundation? The Declaration of Independence. And it's known as common law, my friends. Read the Mayflower Compact and the Declaration of Independence. You'll know exactly who our daddy is. And if you don't like it, we'll get you a ticket. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And that's why I get sick and tired. I'm looking up at the screen right now. It's live radio, friends. I get tired of politicians. I get tired of conservatives talking about the left. I get tired of those that should know better talking about the left, but yet they will make no reference to the Word of God or the Constitution. And if they do, it's some slight reference, and they get away from it really quick because they realize that if they actually mean what they say, they might have to endure a little persecution. I mean, God forbid that he gets what is due to his name. There's so many people that want the crown, but they don't want the cross. And when the cross does come, guess what? They freak out, and then they point their finger at the leader, not realizing what they're looking for is a leader. And then what they do is they get someone to lead, and then they attack him, is what they do. I can go on to another little rabbit trail here, but it really gets me. My heart's on fire, friends. The very scepter of the kingdom of heaven is righteousness and hating iniquity. Hebrews 1. You that love the Lord, abhor evil. Do you abhor what God abhors, and do you love what God loves? And how do you say you're born of His Spirit if you don't? The love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by His Holy Spirit. It's not a carnal spirit, it's a Holy Spirit. And He's alive forevermore. Boy, oh boy. Jerry, I promised I'd take you up. Jerry from New Jersey, you got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to hold you over the break, and I'll pull you right back up. How's that sound, my friend?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and...
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Getting phone calls, friends. Keep them coming in. What was the last one, Jace?
Jerry from New Jersey.
Oh, we got Jerry from New Jersey. We got him up.
Oh, and Kara. Kara was saying, keep on going.
All right, cool.
Louisiana,
we'll
Washington.
Be right back, friends. Cool. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Guys, this is great stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm just getting these emails. Convict in Christ. Great job, Mr. Dean. Amen. Bumbling and dull, those are their works. Self-evident truth. And I am sick of their crap. Psalm 107:24. These are emails, friends. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. 107:25, Psalm, for he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. He's just going off topics. He said, thank you for tracking. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sounds like someone's having church over there.
He said, they're scum. That's why I don't like listening to music. He said, amen. Amen. Thank you for tracking. Hallelujah. I love you.
Someone's having church out there at the Sons of Liberty today.
Now, tracking, friends, is letting the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost. So if I go off on a rabbit trail, it doesn't mean I'm out in left field. It just means someone's tracking with me right now. Someone needs, hey, listen, when you have a dinner table, there's not just one person sitting at that table that needs to be fed, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to be different, fed different food groups. And the Holy Ghost knows which direction to go down to. Yeah, so.
Anyways, we got to get to Jerry.
Yeah, hey, Jerry, thanks for holding my friends. He's calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Oh, you mean New Jersey?
Oh, New Jersey. Sorry about that.
You got that right. New Jersey.
I lived in Texas for a couple of years, and that's how I say it down there, too. It's funny.
Gotcha.
Texas and New Jersey.
But anyway, we live in a really, we live in troubled times when you see an all-American, white-haired old lady who looks like she usually bakes apple pies every day, singing Ozzy Osbourne music.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Yes, it is.
What the heck's going on here, man? You know who I'm referring to, don't you?
That's right, Mrs. Bush.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I'm going to hit that in a couple minutes here.
And what kind of message is that being sent out to people across America? Is, listen, we've got, the presidential office should be a respectable office.
Executive,
his family
yes.
should be, respected. And when you're highlighting a man such as Ozzy, It tells you there's something gravely wrong with America.
Well, especially when he says, Mom loved your stuff, and that's who Jerry's equating to right now. It's pretty incredible. Yes, I'm with you.
But, you know, it's not just the lyrics. I think it's also, like, the beat of the music. For some reason, it's playing tricks on people's minds, you know. Just want to check that in there, too.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that as well, Jerry? You also have the producer trying to backmask. And I'm not getting weird, but there's a lot of backmasking going on in music. As a matter of fact, what they'll do is they'll take certain portions of the music and they'll play it backwards. And there's some where you can see they did nothing with it. For example, if you go to Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin's song, Stairway to Heaven, there is certain portions where you can play the music backwards, and it is eerie stuff. But it is very clear something is going backwards. Now, that's not a conspiracy theory, my friends. It's there. Do your homework. You'll find it. And you don't have to search too long before you do.
It's a scary coincidence, too.
Well, if you want to call it a coincidence, I just think that the enemy of our souls loves to mimic everything God does. What God puts forward, the enemy will put backwards. For example, let me take it to politics. Look at this criminal in the White House. He says one thing and he does just the exact opposite. He puts light for darkness and darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter, evil for good and good for evil. This is exactly how this administration operates, but it's exactly how the enemy operates. And when you go back to this topic of what's going on in the White House and this criminal administration, they thank Saul Alinsky, and Saul Alinsky thanks Satan. So, it all comes back to the same source and the same one that stands guilty as charged. And the devil didn't make anybody do it. They had to make the choice to obey him.
At any rate, keep up the good show, man.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you, Jerry. We have Kara or Kara calling in from Michigan?
Kara. Kara.
It's always been Kara, but it's all good. She says, amen, preach it.
Yeah. Maybe that's her special nickname from the Sons of Liberty, Kara, even though her name is Kara.
I'd like to get someone. Is there anybody out in California listening right now? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You love the music? The topic that we're hitting on today, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you because you guys, namely in the Hollywood area, anybody listening to us from the Hollywood area, and you know exactly
that
what I'm talking
gross,
about.
Gross, dingy area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That gross, dingy area that the church gave up. By the way, this is a fact. Again, friends, remember mm-hmm. John Adams? The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, all goes. The property that Hollywood is on right now was actually given to the preachers back during the 19th century. It was given to them for free. And what they did is they forfeited their post and they gave it up. And look what we have now. We have a bunch of pedophiles attempting to run the show.
All right. I want to hear this. Now, tell me specifically what exactly was it that Bush said about Ozzy. I think our listeners are ready.
Incredibly, President Bush, he preys upon Ozzy Osbourne for his accomplishments, like an MTV VJ. Ozzy, who has helped Satan lead untold millions to destruction via drugs, occultism, rebellion, and Satanism, was given a respectable facelift by Bush before the world media. By the way, George Bush did not mean for this to leak out.
Yeah.
It was the faithful in Christ that actually got this information out to the people, and praise God for them. Ozzy's wife, Sharon, said in response to President George W. Bush's honoring of Ozzy, she said, what can we say? It's the most incredible thing that he would even mention Ozzy. It's a bit overwhelming. Bush, remember the professed Christian, praised Ozzy for a string of his hits, stating, the thing about Ozzy is he's made a lot of big hit recordings. Party with the Animals, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, Facing Hell, Black Skies. This is the President of the United States naming the titles, friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Black Skies, Bloodbath in Paradise. Ozzy, said George Bush, Mom loves your stuff. Jerry was talking about from New Jersey. Pretty weird, yeah? Now, friends, satanic lyrics, evil worldview, disgusting mouth, no musical ability. Speaking of Ozzy Osbourne, drug abuse. This is Osbourne. He's depraved. He's a moral terrorist, seducing young kids who don't know any better into deadly lifestyles. President Bush knew all this, but still felt it was appropriate to acknowledge him for a special attention at the dinner last week, which honored Ozzy Osbourne in a professed Christian's home. Don't judge them by their fruit, friends.
That's going to make all those professed churchgoers who supported Bush a little mad right
this
now.
This is what you get when you don't judge a man by his fruit.
That's right.
Guess who said that? Joseph Farah, World Net Daily.
Joseph.
Okay, now this is what's really going to knock you down a little bit here, friends, to the nth degree. Okay, this is crazy stuff. The meaning behind the songs that President Bush praised Ozzy for are alarming, to say the least. Ozzy's song, Party with the Animals, this may explain, by the way, Skull and Bones, my friends, that the Bushes are a part of.
That's true.
Okay?
Good point.
Is self-explanatory, yet it is worth looking at just a few of the lyrics of some of the others. The song Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, which Bush mentioned, is about a man overcome by demonic powers and is on his way to hell. In fact, the front of the album by the same title has a man being terrorized by demons while lying in bed with 666, the number of man, talks about it in the book of Revelations, emblazoned on his headboard. President Bush also praised Ozzy for the song Bloodbath in Paradise. Incredibly, well, that may explain Iraq. Incredibly, this song relishes in and glorifies the Charles Manson murders.
Wow.
Yes, you heard me right, friends. Now listen, these are the lyrics that George Bush was praising Ozzy for. Now keep in mind, Charles Manson was responsible for killing Sharon Tate. Well, his followers stabbed Sharon Tate in her pregnant belly, killing Sharon Tate and the baby within her womb. George Bush is praising Ozzy Osbourne for singing these lyrics.
It's almost unthinkable.
They are unthinkable. And by the way, that's what the enemy always wants you to believe, that it is unthinkable.
Yeah, exactly.
Until it happens. Remember Mengele said during the regime, Hitler's regime, he said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you.
Because it's so far, you just think,
surreal.
It's so surreal because you think, no, this can't really be happening. He couldn't
but
really
wait a
be
second.
Praising someone
Let me bring
like
about
this.
The correlation. This is also the president that had the authority to stop the murder of innocent babies
right.
to the number of 4,000 every day in the womb.
That's right.
For 8 years, he allowed that. So for 8 years, by the way, the American people allowed him to actually allow the murder of babies.
That's right.
Through Congress, okay,
mm-hmm.
because you are the congressman.
On his watch.
Let's get back to these lyrics. See, hey, friends, by the way, George W. Bush loved God so much that he disobeyed him. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. He said, thou shalt not kill, but George Bush said, no, I have to kill, because this is what I'm told to do, okay? I'm working for somebody. Are you starting to understand who he's working for, friends? Call it what you will. It's either God or the devil. There is no in-between. Okay? Here's the lyrics. George Bush praised Ozzy for. You're coming home. There's blood on the walls when Charlie and the family made house calls. As you lie bleeding, murdered in your bed, no one wakes when Charlie creeps behind. Yeah? Execution halts your breath. Helter-skelter, spiral death. Yeah.
That's just crazy. Unbelievable.
George Bush praising Ozzy Osbourne for these lyrics. In another song that Bush mentioned when giving praise to Ozzy, Facing Hell, Ozzy sings about how he's facing eternal judgment in hell for his wicked ways. Evil one is coming, said Ozzy, and he's knocking on your door, because today is the day you pay. I'm praying that you'll never know that I'm facing hell.
Huh.
He knows his own deception, my
yep.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to veil his own deception, when in fact, if he listens to himself in his confusion, he blurts out the truth, and the truth is there. And by the way, some truth, and the only truth that some men have, my friends, is the truth, and that is the light that pulls them out of the world of darkness that they live in. I like that.
I like that, too.
He's the light of men.
Amen.
Amen. I also want to say this again. The Lord hath no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but I call heaven and earth to record this day before you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. So I have a choice to make, and remember, my friends, sin is moral, not physical. Never say that you do not have the ability to
That's
do
right.
the right thing when you always choose to do the wrong thing. If you have the dispensation to do the wrong thing, you also have the dispensation to do the right thing by the Holy Ghost when you call upon the name of the Lord
That's
in
right.
faith.
And I'm calling to remember, too, that picture of Ozzy. He's holding up a sign, hell, and he's hitchhiking like, I'm trying to hitchhike my way to hell. I think he's playing a game when he doesn't know that, listen, that is the fruit of his ways. That is the end of reaping what you sow.
Do you want to listen to what Ozzy said?
Yeah.
He said, I really learned to believe in the devil. I dedicated the Blizzard of Oz to Aleister Crowley from Rock to Rock. Ozzy said that.
Wow.
He knows exactly what he's doing, friends, but sin will charge you a lot more than you want to pay, and sin will keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. 1 John 3:4, the transgression of God's moral law. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We need someone to call from California. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, what's interesting here is we just had the bass player from Petra. You guys remember that Christian band from the 80s and 90s? They were a pretty big deal back then.
I went to their concert.
What did he say?
Well, this is what he said. Our producer just brought this in. He said, Bradley, my name is John DeGroff, and I recently read one of your posts, speaking of the, you know, who are the influences, the rock stars, the politicians.
What we're talking about today.
I'm also the original bass player for the Christian rock band Petra. And he's currently in a band with two other original members, so and so on. And he says, anyway, I just want to contact you and let you know that I really enjoyed your post about pop rock stars being the real people who set the political agendas. This is nothing new, since the greatest influence in the life of Adolf Hitler was the music of Richard Wagner, an avowed anti-Semite and believer in Aryan supremacy. It really bothers me that the current generation, and in fact most Americans, have no sense of history. If it didn't happen within the last 15 minutes, or you can't follow it on Twitter, it's of no use.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's
you know
amazing.
What, honey? There's probably a lot more, but for the sake of time, let's finish this out. Ozzy Osbourne, George Bush, was praising this Satanist. And by the way, me calling him a Satanist, I didn't say it. Ozzy did. Listen to what he said. A little background on Ozzy Osbourne. He was a high school dropout and a juvenile delinquent who spent time in prison for theft before he made his deal with the devil. So he had to violate the law. Don't touch that fruit on the tree of evil. I'm sorry.
Tree of good of knowledge of good and evil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to choke here. And
choke.
Chase, did you get that?
Oh, he's choking.
I am.
By the way, the Petra guy, he commended you for having the guts to be able to speak for it the way you did.
Well, now just think, if everybody was doing that, we wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
But let's go back to Ozzy really quick. So he ate the fruit of
the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
And he was told not to do it, but he did it anyway. So he violated what he wasn't supposed to do. He took the fruit of the tree, what God commanded him not to take. He did it. And then he made the deal with the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Osborne claims that he was drawn to Satan from the time of his childhood. He said, Ozzy said this, and Circus, August 26, 1980, I've always had this thing about Satan from the time I was small. The devil is within us all of the time. Now, sadly, Ozzy sought to find acceptance and success by opening himself up to dark satanic powers that are always seeking to exploit willing fools and open themselves to mediums. Ozzy would admit at the, I know I say this, you guys, Pinnacle.
You know, pinnacle. Hey, I think that's the right way to say it.
I know it is,
the
but pinnacle. You say that. Hey, listen, I read so much Old English.
Yes, you
and
do.
And I have a problem. Every time we do our weekly letter,
yes,
I say, don't
do.
Take away the Old English. So when I say pinnacle, that's how they would say in England.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm not in England, right?
But pinnacle.
Okay, pinnacle. Okay, yeah. I'm. But if you listen to the English,
yeah,
they speak better than we do.
English.
It is,
yes.
And it's great. I really like it. So if I say it and it sounds different, I'm saying it right. You're hearing it the wrong way.
That's right.
That's true. Do we got someone calling from California? We just had another phone call. Folks, you've been calling in. 1-866-233-0747. We need someone to call in from California. If you got the guts. 1-866-233-0747. Back to Ozzy. Ozzy would admit that the pinnacle of his success with Black Sabbath, that he believed he was a medium for forces greater than himself who had given him such fame and accomplishment. Of course, because the guy can't sing to save his life.
Yeah, he sold his soul.
I finish with this. I don't know if I'm a medium for some outside source. Whatever it is, frankly, I hope it's not what I think. Satan, hit Prater, February 1975.
You know, it's interesting.
These guys know exactly what they're doing, and he talks about the fifth mystical member in the band Black Sabbath.
That's so interesting. You know, the guy that introduced him was Marilyn Manson. He said the same thing when you're talking about Ozzy. He had a longing for Satan. Well, Manson, he had a childhood longing for Satan as well. He said, my mom used to tell me when I was a kid, if you curse at nighttime, the devil's going to come to you when you're sleeping. I used to get really excited because I really wanted it to happen. I wanted it. I wanted it more than anything. He said that in 1997, Rolling Stone magazine, January 23rd.
Yeah.
It's like you say, so many people, they just really don't know what they're doing. Well, they know exactly what they're doing. That's their
message.
They
don't realize that the fire burns until they experience it. And like the rich man, he's going to get there. And by the way, when you leave this world, it's either heaven or hell, friends. There is no purgatory the way that you've been taught through man. When you look in Scripture, the rich man was in hell, and the first thing he did when he got there, he told the Lord, will you please go warn my brothers? And the Lord said back to him, if they will not listen to the law and to the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. It will be heaven or hell the instant that you leave this body. And these people, they mean to be deceived for the very purpose that they go headlong and they do it blindedly. But they know at length that, listen, this isn't, just like Ozzy said, his conscience spoke out loud,
exactly.
His heart spoke. I hope it's not what I think it is. It's Satan.
Yeah, and it's not a game, but people,
and we got another phone call from Michigan. We got to stay to the topic. I'm sorry, the topic. We need phone calls from California. At least one real quick. 1-866-233-0747. Good state, but Michigan is not California.
But, you know,
that's
we
right.
thank
we got
you
another
for
one
your
coming
phone
in
call
now.
From
just,
Michigan.
Yes.
Just stay there talking. But while we're waiting for that phone call, I'll...
Is this California, Chase?
Lyrics.
We got California.
Oh,
all right, cool.
California. Well, speaking of, you know, people who are playing games with this and about hell, Metallica, they have a song called Jump in the Fire. It commands young people to jump into hell. They're not suggesting it. They're commanding it. Follow me now, my child. Do just as I say. Jump by your will or be taken by force. I'll get you either way. So reach down, grab my hand, walk with me through the land, come home where you belong. So come on, jump in the fire.
Yeah, the bass player actually was decapitated. As their tour bus turned over. He was involved into the occult big time.
Wow.
He's no longer with us, so I wonder if they mean the lyrics today. They
exactly.
also had a song called Seek and Destroy. We got John Lewis calling from California. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing grand, John. Now, I wanted to actually ask somebody in California, are you close to Hollywood by chance? Hollywood?
45 minutes.
You're about 45 minutes.
That's pretty close.
Okay, do you know anything of the history? Because we're talking about the power of music, and I got about 1 minute left. But in saying that, do you know the history of Hollywood, my friend?
It's just riddled with essentially just anti-Christian everywhere. One of my first 8 track tapes, because that far was Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, and I could tell right then when I was young that it was there was something wrong with it. And,
well, you can see Ronnie James Dio. He came up behind Ozzy Osbourne when Ozzy was fired. He was also a singer with Black Sabbath, and he started out in gospel music, by the way, but now he's dead in Burning in Hell, because if you look at his concerts, he was actually, during the song Heaven and Hell, would say, listen, a white angel came over me, and he told that angel, listen, I'm going to hell with you, and he was talking to the crowd. Well, he's in hell now. What's interesting about that, my friend, is when we, going back to our Ozzy Osbourne, when we went to track all those young people, I'd actually published it in my magazine, and once my magazine went out, Mark Venholt, a former singer of Black Sabbath, sent us a check for $400 or $500
right,
to support our ministry for getting in the face of these Satanists. But there is no question as to what's going on. But I wanted to ask somebody straight from California, why is California, namely Hollywood and Sunset Strip and the Walk of the Stars, so on and so forth, why is it so corrupt, and why do the people in California actually tolerate this?
You know what? I think it's kind of the way of the world. It's just another kind of like Sin City, kind of like Vegas. It's
yes.
Just, where people they glorify themselves. There's no sense of Christ being glorified there, which is it's terrible. And I personally don't like Los Angeles Hollywood area. It's just.
It's very dark.
Yes, it is. Well, hey, thank you for the call. We got someone calling. That was John Lewis from California. Again, we appreciate you.
I think this is the same John Lewis that said, check out Junkyard Prophet Music that we highlighted earlier this week. So he's actually a son of liberty out there doing what needs to
Amen.
Be done.
Thank
so
you for calling.
We appreciate you very much,
yes.
John.
Where's he calling from in California? Hang on a second. This is live radio. Sons of Liberty Radio.
By the way, you said Mark Fenholt. You meant
always letting
Fenholt.
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
Oh, really? We were
Santa
just there,
Ana,
Chase,
California.
A week and a half ago. Yeah, cool. Yeah,
that's very cool. By the way, it's Jeff Fenholt we were talking about earlier.
What I said Mark.
You said Mark, and then I said John.
Right.
And
right.
I said John. I think I was getting confused.
Jeff Fenholt, the old
that's
singer
right.
for Black Sabbath, sent us a check. I think it was for $400 or $500 for my ministry after
cool.
he caught wind that I was actually confronting Ozzy.
Very, very cool. It's
Amen.
So nice to see.
It's all yours.
But, you know, I got to tell a story before the end of the show.
Well, honey, you have about a minute
I'll
and a half.
I'll try to be really quick.
Fill it with
There's
words.
Three people, and they got together to join and start a fisherman's club. And the whole thing was they wanted to go out and catch fish. And then there were some people who joined. They talked about catching fish. They, you know, they did studies on fish catching. They went to, you know, conferences across
like
the world.
Sounds like a professed church member.
Well, yeah, they went to conferences across the world about how to learn how to catch fish. And one day, one of the members of the fisherman's club actually went out and caught a fish. And he caught a fish, and they praised him for catching a fish. In fact, they had him as an official speaker to all the conferences across America because he caught a fish, and they put him on the board of directors of fish catching. But then this man realized, who caught the one fish, that he was so busy within this realm talking about how to catch fish that he wasn't doing any fish catching himself. So he decided to lay down his official position at the board of directors and quit talking at all the conferences of how to catch fish and actually take his buddy and go out and go fishing. The Sons of Liberty is kind of like that group. We're the group and the one member that wants to go out and catch the fish, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are called to be fishers of men, to seek and save that which is lost. And this radio program has been another example of going out and doing just that. We're having church every day. But you know, we cannot do this without you. If you want to join together in going out and actually catching fish, not talking about how to catch fish, please support our ministry. Call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button. We appreciate all your support.
First down 3:18. Love you by what we do. First down 3:18. See ya.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.